Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Apache Auction Market invites you to join them Saturday, June 29th in Apache, Oklahoma for a complete dispersal sale of Vatchy land and cattle featuring Angus, Sim Angus, and Red Angus cows and bulls, plus 300 head of 3 to 6-year-old spring calving pairs and 50 fall calving cows. Sale starts at noon. To review videos and descriptions of the stock up for sale, click over to www.apacheauction.com. The Vatchy land and cattle complete dispersal sale noon at the Apache Auction Market in Apache, Oklahoma, Saturday, June 29th. For more information, call 888-926-9696.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another 2 in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Well, cash cattle interest has been limited the last couple of days, which is expected to keep both sides sluggish early today. Packers are expected to bid similar to yesterday, around $170 live, $174 to $175 on a dress basis. Asking prices likely to become more evident as the day develops, although it's uncertain just how much trade will develop today. With the upcoming holiday week, it's also uncertain just how many negotiated cattle are needed to fill procurement schedules. This could limit cash market support through the end of the week. Futures trades expected to remain mixed in a moderate trading range. Now, the strong market bounce yesterday in the hog trade helped to bring a sense of stability to the market, although traders remained cautious as the structure of the complex remains weak. Even though nearby futures rallied nearly $2 yesterday, the fact that prices tumbled nearly $9 over the previous 3 trading sessions should not be overlooked. Follow-through buyer support will need to develop over the next couple of trading sessions in order for traders to take this market shift seriously and move it out of market correction category. Moving to the grains, Kansas City wheat, the September down 4 cents early, not finding much to entice new buyers lately. Monday's news of hot temperatures in Europe this week is supportive to prices, but is also offset by chances for helpful showers in the western Canadian prairies and southern Russia. Here in the U.S., the 7-day forecast mostly dry for the western U.S. plains and eastern Midwest, more favorable for winter wheat harvest. December corn down about 3.25 cents early today, showing caution and possibly some nervousness among traders about Friday's acreage and grain stocks reports from USDA. Corn stocks on June 1 likely to come in near last year's 5.3 billion bushels as export activity has slowed in the third quarter of 2018 and 19. November soybeans down about 3.25 cents early today, sagging lower after touching a 3-month high of 9.48 last week. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, on the livestock futures, August live cattle up 82 cents, 103.25. October up 82 cents at 104.85. August feeder cattle down 45 cents, 131.32. September's down 47, 131.87. July hogs up 155, 74.40. August up 195 yesterday, 76.17. Kansas City wheat, July was down 0.25, 465.25. September was up 0.75 at 478.25. Chicago wheat, July down 2.25, 535.75. September down 2.5 at 540. July corn up 3/4 at 447.5. September up 1.25 at 453. July soybeans down 5.5 yesterday, 903.5. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.